This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So what is Joe Biden's greatest foreign policy achievement? Well, John Kirby tried to answer that question earlier and didn't really hit the mark, I think. Actually, what he said was very telling, though, as a matter of fact. I guess we have good relations with our allies. I guess that was the upshot of that or something like that. But folks, obviously, I don't know. What do you think Joe Biden's greatest foreign policy achievement is up to this point? And remember, we have to keep it clean and be on the radio. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Friday/weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. And we're racing through into hour number four of the broadcast here. And I'm saying Friday/weekend edition this time because we're going to have a quick program note. And that is, we're going to be out of the studio for the weekend edition or the Saturday morning edition. And then, of course, Christmas time is coming. And we're going to be back live with you on the morning of December 27th, which is Wednesday. And so folks, with the program here, everybody's going to get a couple of days off as we celebrate Christmas time. We'll have some encore presentations during that time. I think AM 860 is doing also some special programming as well. And basically, we just want to say Merry Christmas. We hope everybody has a great time ahead of them this weekend. Hope you got all your shopping done. I'm almost done with mine. And that, of course, brings us to our next guest, Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, I got to ask you, I've asked Denise earlier too, and I even asked Chris Markowski, are you done yet with Christmas shopping? I've got a couple more things to do, but where are you at on that?
Yeah, I'm sprinkling the infield going towards New Year's Eve to get all my Christmas presents done.
That's funny. Very funny indeed. Well, you know, but it's that time of year, and yeah, it all compresses, doesn't it? Right at the end of the year, and time just, it's an Einstein problem. I know that, but it all does kind of compress together.
Well, there's so much to fit in, you know, and it's a good thing. It's a good problem to have.
Indeed.
To have too much going on so that you feel there is no time to do anything. There are some people out there who don't have family and friends to look forward to and shop for and consider and contact to those people. Hey, man, we're here.
Indeed. You know, indeed.
Call people you haven't thought of in years. I've had three people pop up like that for me, which is, you know, it was wonderful to hear them. But don't be shy about it. If you're thinking about somebody, pick up the phone or tap out an email and reach out. You never know what you're going to get in return.
Well, that's exactly right. And earlier in the program, we were talking about our veterans. And sometimes, even this time of year, where it's the most wonderful time of the year, like the song says, it can be very difficult for some of our vets that are struggling. And so if you know a vet, or if you have one in your family and you believe that they're struggling, or you haven't talked to them for ages and ages, reach out to them as well and let them know that you love them. Let them know that we love them and their sacrifice and their service to our country. And just briefly, Frank, I want to give out this number, and that is the Veterans Crisis Line. Dial 988 and then press 1. That's 988, then press 1. Or you can send a text to 838-255. That's 838-255 for the Veterans Crisis Line. And they hopefully will be able to help you. But you're right. This time of year, it's a time of connection, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's, what does it cost you? It costs you nothing but time.
Indeed.
You know, so take a few minutes. Do the right thing because, you know, we don't do it. Some people don't. I'll say that. The majority of people, you know, they've got their lives to live. They've got the things that they need to get done. But when you get into the season of giving, you know, the season where you're supposed to be wishing, you know, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, make that into an action rather than just a saying.
Indeed. Very well said. Very well said. Well, somebody that didn't have a great way of saying something was John Kirby, National Security Council spokesperson, when he was asked about, like I was talking about in the intro, right? You know, what is the greatest foreign policy? They really put him on the spot, you know, at the press briefing room. What's the greatest foreign policy achievement? He was like, well, we got our allies together. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a big thing to me at this point, you know, because we've got these wars going on, et cetera. What do you think?
Yeah, we've got an entire building over at Foggy Bottom that's supposed to make sure that our allies are together. you know, that shouldn't be a question with an entire department and a Secretary of State. So, you know, what's his biggest accomplishment? I guess you have to say destroying the American economy. Or dividing the American people,
right?
You know, those are the two things that are achievements. Foreign policy. I did not know it was considered an achievement to be walked on by your allies.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, he goes on. He's talking about, well, you know, these relationships. He's investing in these relationships, and these relationships had all lapsed. He says during the previous administration. I don't know what he means by that, but certainly I think Donald Trump, because it's the previous administration, he had a much better way of getting what America needed out of our allies than Joe Biden does.
It wasn't a continuation of making sure that the United States wasn't excellent. The Obama administration's key thing with foreign policy is that we're just an equal. We're just an equal around the world. Our allies, we're just equals. We're not leaders. We don't rise above. We're just the same as Iceland. And I love Iceland. Don't get me wrong. I'm just, you know, but consider the difference between the two countries.
Indeed.
That's what Obama did for 8 years. So.
Well, it was a tough question, and he wasn't ready for it, but because I don't think they expect them to ask stuff like that, but you'd think they'd have some contingency. Well, Frank Salvato, hold on there real quick. We're coming up to the first break here of the hour. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was a footman.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, it's definitely almost Christmas with this music playing. It is heralding the arrival of Christmas. And, we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Salvato, of course, from undergroundusa.com and of course, author of the book, Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. And we continue to race through this Friday/weekend edition. Welcome again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, it's been quite a week. There's just no doubt about that, where the decision in the Colorado State Supreme Court is concerned. It certainly has caused a lot of reaction. And, you know, obviously this is going to go to the Supreme Court, but what's your take on the whole issue?
Well, it's unconstitutional. The decision lacks any mention of due process. It assumes that there has been an adjudication that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. There has been no adjudication in any court, in any state, anywhere, that has found Donald Trump guilty of insurrection. So the fact that they want to prevent him from being on a ballot because he's an insurrectionist, where's the due process? Because the Bill of Rights demands that there's due process for everybody.
Well, sure. Well, except Donald Trump. You see that? I'm being a little funny, but yeah. But this is exactly how they look at it, right? You know, or unless you're, you know, a Supreme Court justice candidate from Donald Trump. You know, all this just gets thrown out the window, and it's like they dance around and are very celebratory, like, look what we did, look what we did. But you know, but you're right. But they actually are diminishing rights for everybody when they do this.
Well, it makes it the Wild West.
Indeed.
You know, it makes it the Wild West. We got you can't, and this comes down to that argument with that we have with progressives, and this goes back to Woodrow Wilson's presidency. Is the Constitution something that is sacrosanct? Are the Bill of Rights something that are malleable or not? Do we get to interpret these to our will? Is the Constitution something that lives and breathes and something you can manipulate over time because the rights and limitations don't fit the day and the need? Well, that's I'm a constitutionalist. The Constitution are the rule. That's the rules that we live by. That's the rules that the government is constrained by. So you don't just get to say, yeah, but this is a special exception.
Right.
You know Donald Trump, he comes from the planet Zeon. We can't have him being president again. Look what he did the first time. And all of a sudden you hear crickets because the first time he was in office, the economy was good. Home ownership was up for every demographic. Taxes were down. Business was thriving. China was contained. We didn't have wars all over the globe, and we weren't on the doormat of a World War III. You know, so the idea that, well, you know, the Fourth Amendment just doesn't really apply to him.
Right. Oh, sure.
That can't be. And so when this gets appealed to the Supreme Court and put on the fast track, and I expect that to happen, if in fact they uphold this decision, we no longer live in a representative constitutional republic. That would be over.
Right. Oh, I completely agree. Well,
we would be a banana republic then. We cease to exist as a constitutional republic.
Yeah, you're absolutely on track. And you know, the thing that I'm concerned about is that, you know, these justices, I mean, they've got to know that the Supreme Court would knock this down, because any first year law student could figure that out and demonstrate it quite handily. But the outrage, of course, you know, because in the initial aftermath of the decision, there was talk about, well, these MAGA people, there's going to be outrage and they're going to go do something terrible and et cetera, et cetera. But the real outrage, I think, is going to come when the Supreme Court knocks this down. Can you imagine the cover that the media will give people? Say, we understand people are mad out there because they feel that, you know, Donald Trump just his court did this for him and it's all illegitimate, and the rage factor will go up.
They'll whine the way we expect them to whine. That's, you know, if we don't expect them to be ludicrous in their reaction, then we're not paying attention. That's what they've been doing ever since he decided to throw his hat into the ring. Remember, before Trump ran for president, he was the darling of the left. He was giving people millions of dollars for their campaigns and their PACs and everything else. And, you know, he's got pictures of the Clinton White House and everything else. All of a sudden he wanted to run for president and he's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
It's because he's an outsider.
Well,
it's not,
indeed.
You know, it's not because they hate him because he's a Republican. They can't control him.
Well, that's right. And all of a sudden he became this huge racist or something, you know, but he wasn't, you know, 10 minutes before he was inaugurated president, he evidently wasn't or something, you know. It's so silly. And they have created this caricature, really, of Trump. Because you're exactly right, because they can't control him. And, you know, he deigns to say what comes to his mind on that.
Well, this is an Alinsky tactic. You pick your target, you freeze it, and you ridicule it. And that's what they did. It didn't matter whether it was true or not. They amplified what a shadow may have been there, and that becomes a physical presence. You know, the racist thing? Yeah, why don't you ask, if you get them off mic, ask Jesse Jackson and the rest of the black activists who gave him an award for how he helped black people in Chicago and New York and Los Angeles back when he was still a private sector good guy. You know, explain that to me if he's such a racist. You know, that's a canard that can't be backed up at all. But, you know, getting back to Colorado, I I hope this goes to the Supreme Court to get the adjudication that you can't just label someone an insurrectionist, and because you say it often enough and loud enough, it becomes reality. The Colorado GOP, I believe, is going to go to a caucus format now, which allows them to vote for anybody. There wouldn't be a ballot. There would be a caucus, and they can elect the electors for their nominee on that caucus day. So it circumvents this whole thing, and Trump could still get his electors from Colorado. But you don't disenfranchise voters like this. That's the bottom line here. You know, you don't get to say, yeah, you can, hey, we're a free nation. You get to vote for whoever you want to, except for him.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And, and certainly if the situation was reversed and you had a red state that said, look, Joe Biden has, you know, disregarded the Constitution. You know, he's let the border be open. This undermines the stability of the United States. You know, it's giving aid and comfort to the enemy who want to send their bad actors across the open border. So therefore, he can't be on the ballot. Can you imagine the outrage that would ensue from that?
Well, let's look at that from a different point of view. He is doing that.
Well, exactly, yeah.
and the right, the Republican Party, doesn't go, you know what? Okay, if you're going to say he's an insurrectionist, then this guy's committed treason.
Right, and you know, so we kick him off the ballot. I mean, so you really do have this almost modern day, I don't want to use the word term civil war, but it's what it is. It's this, the divide gets so much greater now as a result of what Colorado's trying to do, this, or the state Supreme Court's trying to do.
This whole episode illustrates in real time the double standard that watchers in politics over the years have said exists in the United States. This double standard is now glaring for all to see. You've got someone who didn't have due process being labeled by the media and activists and political opponents as an insurrectionist, while the other person, the other side, is literally committing treason by aiding and abetting not only our enemies because the border's open, but literally giving money to a country that is supporting, materially supporting, terrorists that are attacking our troops over in the Middle East. So you've got someone who's literally, you could make the argument, is treasonous. And I don't use that word lightly, but this is what that definition means. You don't give aid and comfort to the enemy. Well, he's doing it with taxpayer dollars.
Okay. So, but if you or I did that, they'd throw the book at you. You'd never see the sunlight ever again, you know?
We would hang.
Yeah, right. No kidding. Well, Frank Savatos, can you stay right there? We'll do another segment.
You bet.
Sounds good. All right, folks, stay right there. Frank Silvato will be coming back with me here in just a moment. And, you know, it is the most wonderful time of the year, don't you think? As we're heading into Christmas weekend right here. Stay right there, because we are coming right back. For the most wonderful time of the
year. The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. A U.S. senator out with his annual Festivus complaint list about government spending, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with the report reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills. Photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds. And the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, watch out, because we're coming back with Frank Solvato from UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, welcome back to the program, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for Frank. And our lines are lighting up this morning again, and we're really, really happy about that when that happens. And I was just going to say one thing, though, and that is, mark my words, the tunnels that they're discovering in Gaza, you know, in effect, let's go ahead and bring in Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, I was just going to say that these tunnels that they're finding, you watch the left and some around the world will say, do you see the jobs program that Hamas makes for the people of Gaza? They care about the people, and they're helping to put them to work digging tunnels by which to launch the annihilation of Israel. You know, it's that twisted these days, isn't it?
You opened the door for this, so I've got to give it to you.
Okay.
By comparison, Hamas's infrastructure programs are much, much better than what Biden gave us with his infrastructure bill.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, who knows? Well, and you know, the Hamas leaders, they went to a convention in Pakistan last week. and they had a fun time. I'm sure they got gift bags.
Yeah, the swag bags had to be something quite incredible.
That's right. They had a convention, and they talked about nuclear weapons and that how Pakistan could threaten Israel and end the war. And, you know, I just wonder what kind of fun stuff. Maybe they had scavenger hunts. So they did all kinds of all the fun convention stuff when you go to an out-of-town convention, I'm sure.
Everybody else in the world who would have sat in the seat of power in Washington, D.C., would have been chomping at the bit to light the candle on that gathering.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And they just kind of travel freely. And these are the people who, you know, they live in luxury while the people of Gaza just suffer in terrible conditions that were terrible before Israel, you know, came in and started cleaning house.
And people have to remember that this is why history is so incredibly important. Even under the PLO, the Palestinians who lived in Gaza weren't thriving. Leadership that is born out of the Palestinian people who vote for these people overwhelmingly. I think the last margin was 85% voted for Hamas to be their government there. They cheer this stuff. They cheer it.
Yeah.
They choose these people. So when you hear the media going, the poor Palestinian people, you know, it just backs up this adage that has been tested through time. You get the government you vote for. They voted for terrorists. That's who leads them.
Indeed. Indeed. Let's head over to the telephone lines. Backgammon Bob's been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Backgammon Bob again. And you're on with Frank Silvata.
Well, I got three things for you. Two of them serious, one of them entertainment. You mentioned earlier about the liberals are so worried about Trump. Well, the word you should be using would be Trumpanoia.
Okay, Trumpanoia, very cool.
And do you remember the old Buffalo Springfield song back in the 60s? Paranoia runs deep into your life, it will creep. Well, mm-hmm. Trumpanoia runs deep into your life, it will creep. And you know the rest of the song, and that could be put to song.
Very cool.
And the second thing I want to say is we should do the impeachment to make a statement and expose all the criminal things that the Biden family has done. I don't think Biden's going to make it to the presidency anyway. And if we were to impeach him and if Harris were made president, then that would reveal the Democratic intentions.
Okay, very interesting. So what's your third thing, real quick?
And the last thing is... Oh, Thursday, yeah. The last thing is, did you notice that we're now going to stop the trains going from the border? They're not going to have any more train traffic into the border. So that might be their first step into trying to stop some of the migrants from coming in by express train anyway. All right, that's it.
Very cool. Well, back in, Bob, we appreciate it. Yeah, in terms of you're talking about the people that are riding on top of the trains as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, cool. Thanks very much, Backgammon Bob. Frank, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to address the Kamala Harris comment. I wouldn't open the door for anybody from California. I just wouldn't. And a precedent has been set here by them going after Trump after he's left the presidency. The presidential immunity that was afforded to every president before him for actions taken during is now over. So why should we open the door for a Californian like Kamala Harris, who has no qualifications really to hold any kind of public office? She was a disaster in everything she's ever done. Why should we open the door for her to be the first woman president of the United States, to be in the history books, to the whole nine yards? Why should we open that when we can go after Biden after he's out of office?
Well said. That's you're right. And of course, you know, I guess the caveat there is that it's really only for ex-Republican presidents in that sense, at least the way that they look at it, you know. But you're absolutely right. They've opened the door, this is unprecedented now. Well,
yeah, the precedent has been set, and the only people who would argue would be the media.
Right. No kidding. Let's head over again to the telephone lines. Line three, we got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James. Do you have a question for Frank Silvata this morning?
Yes, Frank. And you talk about these terror cells. Russians during the Cold War had people come over here and their everyday families in this waiting on the signal to do something. And it's been generational. It's like 60 years now. These people are still around. You have no idea how deep and how pervasive this thing is going to be really when it goes down. You hear ads all the time for, you know, prepare this and everything else. You better pay attention. I know one of these supply companies have had a letter from the government wanting to know who their clients were. And also, you take the Berkey water purifier, UN is all over the world. It's a great thing. It even take food coloring out of water. But they're classifying that as a pesticide now. And they're just about ready to put that company out of business because of it. Mm-hmm. So the government's really moving behind the lines, trying to squeeze things in the food supply. You got to watch out for that. As far as this whole impeachment thing goes, a lot of people are getting hyped up about it, but unless it's actually crimes while in office, if he's still taking money, then that's great. All bets are off. But if it's beforehand, he's not doing anything since president, it's not going anywhere. What do you think about the government? If you ever heard anything about them putting a kibosh on their supplies.
All right. Thanks, James and Clearwater. Good call. We appreciate it. What do you think, Frank?
I'm going to address all three points real quick. There's a popular show called The Americans about the Russians sending sleeper cells over here disguised as families that fit in on everyday life.
Yeah, I saw that show, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
It was fairly accurate when you look at the nonfiction books that discussed that endeavor by the Soviets. I'm glad he brought up the Berkey, because I've got one. And what the Food and Drug Administration has done, and the EPA has done in collusive nature, is to classify the silver, the colloidal silver that is in those filters, as a pesticide. And now this company can't get replacement filters to anyone, and it is the best portable water filter system out there. So yeah, they're going after a specific company on this one, and if you want an investigation that would actually help people, that's the one. Mm-hmm. You got to look at what the regulatory powers that they're throwing on and piling on to the small farmer, the small rancher, companies like Berkey. All of it, because they're trying to make you have to get your food and your water and everything else you ingest, medicines, through a central authority. We do not live in a land where we have a centralized government, or at least we're not supposed to. But they are force-feeding this down our throats. And, you know, so you want action? Start rattling the cages in Washington about this with your representatives and your senators. There's no reason why the Berkey Company should be disenfranchised from making profits. They have an excellent product, and we should demand that they be free to create it again. And then as far as the impeachment is concerned, I wish people wouldn't get too excited about it, because they're forgetting that we've got a Senate that won't convict.
Yeah, very doubtful. Exactly. Very, very doubtful. But I think it would have some effect on how voters see Biden, and it would make it a tough uphill climb if they continue with the inquiry and uncover a lot of other stuff.
You know, Kyle, if there's still any uphill left to him with his with his approval rating, I'd say it was probably just stepping over a fire ant hill.
No kidding. Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. It's been a great morning, my friend, and we're going to look forward to talking to you again on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, take care. Frank Silvato, everybody. And folks, we're coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone. Going to talk some sports on the other side of the break. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, Jingle Bell Rock in the Frosty. All right, folks, we're heading into the final segment of the program this morning, and we're going to be talking here in just a moment with the insurance quarterback. That would be none other than Patrick Hyland, of course, the insurance quarterback. And you can also hear Patrick right here on AM 860 The Answer, and you can hear him on Sundays from 11 p.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And folks, we have so many more things
that we're going to be talking about. And of course, a quick program note, we're going to be out of the studio for the weekend edition. We're going to be out until the morning of December the 27th. We'll be back live then. So we hope everybody has a great Christmas. We have hope everybody enjoys a little bit of time off. Everybody here at the show is going to do the same. But you're always welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, for example, and send us a direct message anytime you're hearing the program, even on a repeat. And I do want to just give a quick shout out before we bring Patrick on. I do want to give a quick shout out to William in Denver, also to Joan in Seattle, who heard Chloe, my daughter, reading out of the book of Luke, Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story earlier in the program. Some very, very nice comments. I appreciate that so very much. I will pass those on to her, and it's very much appreciated. And Merry Christmas out there to everybody. Well, Patrick Hyland, of course, our good friend, and he's back with us here right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal, and Merry Christmas to
Merry Christmas.
You and everybody else listening. And let's make it a safe one, and look out for your fellow man. And sometimes for people this time of year can be a little depressed. You must be cognizant of that and have some empathy and sympathy for people not as blessed and as fortunate as us and that have lost loved ones recently. So that's what it's all about, man. It's the season of giving, and that's not just gifts. It's from the heart, too. And time is more important than a gift,
indeed,
no matter what. There's always somebody out there, Kyle. A lot of veterans out there right now need the, connection with people. And we got to cut down on the suicide rate in this country during this time of year. So there's hotlines out there, guys and gals. There's people out there willing to listen. There's people willing to open up their front door for you and give you a comforting hand. So please, I want to make sure everybody does what they can for everybody. That's what it's all about during this Christmas season, Kyle.
You got it. Yes, that's exactly right.
Great football game last night. The L.A. Rams beat the New Orleans Saints 30-22. That keeps the Rams in the playoff hunt. And, hurts the Saints a little bit because if the Bucs win, they'll be one game up on them with only two to go. If the Bucs can beat Jacksonville this Sunday, that's going to be a big game for Jacksonville's playoff and the Buccaneers' playoff implications. 4 o'clock Sunday. So that's going to be one heck of a game. And the USF Bulls, campus college football team there, Kyle, they won last night against Syracuse 45-0 down in South Florida at the Boca Raton Bowl, Florida Atlantic University's home. So it was pretty cool for them, too. So we do have some games tomorrow. The Bengals will be at the Steelers. That will now play off implications. And the Bills still trying to stay there in the playoff hunt and keep up with the Miami Dolphins. They'll play the Chargers. The Chargers will have a new coach, so we'll see what happens there. So it's been an interesting week in sports and football, and I can't wait for this weekend. I really can't. And then the Commanders and Jets will play Sunday at 1. Not much going on there. I thought maybe Aaron Rodgers might play. There's no need. There's no playoff implications for the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Rest up. Come back, strong for next season. Give it one more shot.
Exactly. Yeah. Why risk it? Why risk it for that at this point?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We joke around, risk it for the biscuit. But if you're risking it for no biscuit, why would you do such a thing? It doesn't make sense, man. I'm looking forward to this game, the Lions and the Vikings. The Vikings are still trying to hang in there for that playoff contention, and Lions trying to win the division. So that could be a real good game for everybody to watch. The Browns, they're playing the Texans. Texas has been playing better. They need to win that game to stay in the hunt against Jacksonville, and the Browns need it to stay atop of their division. So there's another game that's going to be good for a lot of people to mm-hmm. take a look at.
Exactly.
The Seahawks will play the Titans, and the Seahawks need to win that game to stay in the playoff hunt. And the Titans still have an outside shot at the division, so that'll be a good game to watch. and then the one I told you about, the Jaguars and Buccaneers. That should be the best game on tap, and then that'll kick off at 4:05 on Sunday. And then a real high-scoring game Sunday, Cal, will be the Cowboys and Dolphins. At least it should be. They'll be down in South Florida there, nice weather, down in Miami Gardens. And, we shall see. After the Cowboys got that beating by the Buffalo Bills, we'll see what occurs. And the Dolphins hung on to win their game. You know, a couple weeks ago, they beat the Jets early, 30-0 last week. So those are really the games of any magnitude to take a look at. Then on Monday, you know, we have three games. They're giving us three games on Monday, Christmas Day. The Raiders and Chiefs. Chiefs, you know, need to keep their playoff hunts going. And we're seeing if the Eagles rebound. They've been falling against the Giants, who really have not looked good at all. But again, it's a division game. Anything can happen. So, and then the 8:15 game, the Ravens at the 49ers, Monday night, Cal. That could be your play, Super Bowl matchup here in a few weeks. So that's what, you know, is on tap. And then we'll be back on there, you and I, on Wednesday. You'll be talking to everybody on Tuesday about what has occurred in our wonderful world.
Exactly.
I tell you, football.
I was just going to say, do you have time to take a quick question from a caller?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Let's bring them on in.
Very cool. Beck Ammon, Bob, do you have a quick question for Patrick Hyland?
Yes. Just wanted to say that it's going to be a hell of an MVP race in the NBA this year. And it's amazing how good the Europeans have become a coach. It's just proving that skill and fundamentals can still play great basketball.
Indeed. Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Beck Ammon, Bob. We appreciate the call very much.
One last thing. Kyle,
go ahead. Sure.
I just wanted to say that you have done a very good job with all the callers and stuff that you have to manage, and I realize it's difficult. I hope that you have a very nice Christmas and vacation, and just wanted to let you know that you're doing a nice job there.
Beck Ammon, Bob, I appreciate that so very much. It really, really makes my day. It really does. And thanks, and Merry Christmas to you as well, very much. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, take care. Back Ammon Bob, everybody. So, yeah, what do you think, Patrick, the MVP race would be on?
Oh, yeah, no, he's 100% right, man. You got Jokic, Embiid, just two guys that really are going to go at it and see what happens. And don't count out the Greek god either. Giannis, okay, can play with anybody for the Milwaukee Bucks. No, it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens down the stretch. There'll be some good NBA games on Christmas Day. They always do that. So it's going to be a lot of fun for the sports fans out there.
Indeed.
On Christmas Day to flip between NBA and football.
Indeed.
So that'll be cool. That's what it's all about.
Well, Patrick, we got about just 1 minute left here. Can you tell everybody how they can find you and what you can do for them?
Yeah, please. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. If I can be of any help to you with any type of financial, you know, needs, medical needs for health insurance, or, you know, anything with Medicare, still things going on there. There's still some special election periods for certain people. So if you're not sure if you did the right thing for, you know, your choices for Medicare, there's still an opportunity for you to change some things. So please give me a call at 813-966-1052. And for all my computer friends out there, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. You can schedule an appointment with me if you go to that website.
So very cool.
GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Merry Christmas, Cal.
Hey,
talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. Always great to talk with him. And again, I appreciate Back Ammon Bob. Thank you so much for your kind words. Folks, thanks for listening this week. We're going to see you back here on Wednesday morning. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas this year. Safe Christmas. And as we heard earlier out of Luke 2, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you again real soon. Take care. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.